are here. No longer a wait. 888-553-7536 is the way for you to introduce yourself to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He'll translate 888-55-DRKEN. That makes good sense, doesn't it? Dr. Ken is here taking your calls about your medical questions, issues, concerns. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com. Somebody has asked about whether women get the same treatment in the medical field. I didn't take it to mean women who are in the profession, but I guess maybe this could be a two-edged sword, Ken. Do women get treated as well by doctors? Are women more likely to get better treatment, maybe is the way I might turn it around, or the same treatment? And how are, in the world of medicine, women treated as professionals in terms of more women doctors all the time going to school and specializing in certain things, or GPs? So what's your read on that?
Boy, what a hornet's nest you're throwing me.
Thank you. Aren't you glad I asked you the question?
And I think the key thing here is you can't generalize. And people have different experiences, and the times, they're changing. You look around in medical school today, and probably half the class is women. And you go to medical school 30, 40 years ago, and it was rare to even have one in your class.
Yeah.
And I think it's like anything else. It depends upon the people. I know in my practice, I don't treat women or men any differently. And I try to do the best I can with whatever sex they are. I work with a lot of women. I have a daughter, and I have a professional wife. So to me, professional women, I don't really think much about the sex when I'm interacting with a person. For me, I want to know what's inside the person, and I want to know a lot more about them than what their sex is. And I try to treat them all the same way. Obviously, one's sex will affect a lot of what the illnesses they have and may affect their reactions to the treatments. I think one of the traditional historical areas in medicine is that a lot of studies did not equally include women or other races, so that a lot of the results we have may not necessarily apply as equally to women. But that's changing. I think a lot of the studies now do look at women. I know that there are a lot of studies, especially in heart disease, that are just exclusively now, and the women are, and the men are feeling like they're getting neglected. So, and women, how are they treated in medicine? I'm sure that the women listening could give horror stories. I think the women listening could give great stories. And it just so much depends on the person, and I don't think there's one generalization anymore. This has been a transition. When I was in medical school in the 70s and 80s, you know, the revolution was occurring and women were breaking through, and it was odd and it was unusual, and there was an onslaught of many more women in the profession. But today it is so common. I myself have a cousin who's a pediatrician, who's a physician, and to me, it's not startling anymore. Certainly, if my daughter was interested in medicine, I would encourage her. She's not, but if she was, I would not say, oh, you know, you're a girl, you should not go into medicine. Just the opposite. I think I'm glad that men and women are interested in medicine at all levels. It used to be rare that you would have a male nurse. Today, it's not unusual.
Yeah, I think that. So the role, business, the change of sexual identity in this field is the same as many others. More opportunity for everybody.
The changes in our society have definitely come to medicine, and things are very different. I looked around my class in the 1970s, and we maybe had 25% women. You look around today, and that was a leading edge. That was a lot. And you look around today, In many classes, there are more women.
I don't know of any women cardiologists, as I think about it, but I don't know.
There are some. They're not common. Cardiology is not a specialty that attracts a lot of women. It's a matter of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I may be getting into some generalizations here, but you know, you have as much work at 3 in the morning as you do at 3 in the afternoon. And,
right.
And it is hard for many women to juggle their lifestyle. And but there are some, you know, you also don't see many women in urology. But you do occasionally. We have one or two very good ones here in Orlando.
Well, I guess, I mean, not to be a wise guy, but if you're a man, do you want to go see a woman urologist?
Well, let's ask some of our callers.
888-553-7536. Do you prefer going to a doctor of your sex for whatever the reason, whatever the problem? Would you prefer to go to a woman for treatment if you're a woman, or do you prefer a man if you're a man? 888-553-7536. What's your experience? Lily is in New York with a question. Hi, Lily. Welcome. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, both of you. My question is, I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I've had it about 15 years. My dad had it very severely, and he didn't get the kind of treatment that is available to me now. I'm on a biologic, the second one I've been on. I was on an infusion. Now I self-inject. My question is, I know there's no long-term, but how long can somebody stand that without doing more damage to their body? Because I know everything that helps you can also hurt you.
Great question.
Right. And, you know, so your dad had rheumatoid arthritis also. Did I hear that right?
And his mother, and it was very, very severe, deformed.
So
was bedridden 27 years old.
Was this juvenile form where it starts as a youngster?
He was 27 now.
Yeah, okay.
27.
So this...
I was like 45 when I got mine, and I denied it for like a year. I kept thinking, if I go to a doctor and they tell me that it'll be real, if I just keep taking a leave and all that stuff, it'll be... But it got to a point where I couldn't even get out of bed. I was just in such agony. My shoulders and my knees and my feet and my hands, I just was a mess. But I've been treated successfully. I mean, I walk 4 to 6 miles a day. I have 110 over 70 blood pressure. I'm active. I don't intend to sit, and I always said that. I think because the doctors told my dad, you got to sit and rest. He, not that he could do much more, but I feel like it hastened his situation, whereas I'm trying to outrun it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
I'm married young. I have children that are married, and I have going on 8 grandchildren, so I don't want to miss a minute. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I'm afraid of how long you can take something with it, you know,
Lily,
before it starts to damage you.
Let me help you here, because we need to help you adjust a little bit better with this so that you will do as well as you can. You know, you're asking the crystal ball question, and nobody can give you an answer to that question accurately. You know, some may try to give you information, but trust me, no one has the crystal ball question answer that you're asking for. And you need to look at this a little differently. You can't sit there every day thinking about, you know, how is this going to take away any part of my life? You have to make the best of it, or it will take away the best part of your life. And just go with me a second here, because I've been through this for over 30 years, and I've seen the people who do well with chronic illness. Rheumatoid arthritis is definitely a chronic illness. You're blessed. In your dad's age, all we had were non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and steroids and maybe some of the other things from traditional medicine, but they were experimental. Today, you have so many other choices of medications. You have disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs. You have immunosuppressants. You have these new TNF-alpha inhibitors like Enbrel. And you have a whole list of other drugs. Some of the other things that you should be thinking about are some of the lifestyle and home remedies that you can add to this. And it sounds to me like you're talking, what you're doing, exercising regularly, heat and cold, relaxation. And there are also some great alternative therapies to this. Plant oils, fish oils, Tai Chi, all have actually been shown to be effective. But Lily, just live your life, enjoy it. Don't feel like you're captive of this issue. Don't feel like this you're a slave, a prisoner of your sentence. You have to make the best of it. You have to not think about this every moment, like, gosh, what is this taking away from me? If you go in with that mindset, it will ruin good time, because nobody can give you the answers to the questions that you're asking. You have to just kind of realize, accept what you have, which is hard, and I hear it. You know, I have this. and it may have some effect on me. I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to do what I can to turn it around, but make the best of it and accept it.
That's the advice, Lily. Hopefully that'll work for you. Thanks for your call. Best of luck. 17 past the hour. More calls at 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus in a matter of moments here on Good Day Weekend.
Identity theft can be a problem during the holidays, as seasonal distractions can cause consumers to forget about protecting the confidential information that they generate this time of the year. As we kick off the holiday shopping season, Fellows Incorporated, the leading shredder manufacturer, is raising awareness about the crime. Nancy Heaton, the Senior Global Marketing Manager for Fellows, provides more information.
Our holiday season habits can leave us vulnerable to identity thieves. The easiest way to protect yourself and your family from identity theft is to properly destroy no longer needed documents like store receipts, credit card statements, and travel papers. Use a cross-cut paper shredder, like Fellows P12C, to destroy them into unrecognizable shreds, ensuring identity thieves can't piece together your confidential information. Fellows innovative paper shredders also make great gifts, so help protect your loved ones year-round by giving one this year.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's fellows.com.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
888-553-7536. The discussion we had last week brought about some interesting comments, and I noticed that the news media has stayed with this new flu strain. A lot of health experts are nervous. Remember we talked last week, Ken, about these guys in the laboratory coming up, and we're scratching our head wondering, or even more than that, wondering how can this be legal? These people in the laboratory, I think it was in Denmark, came up with a strain of the flu that's five times worse than what we had with H1N1 last year, and one wondered what in the name of God they were doing with it. Some people have gotten sick and died already because the stuff has escaped. So it's very interesting to look at some of the health blogs and see. I wonder if you got any of that action on your blog at drkenshow.com.
Well, it obviously creates concern, and anytime we talk about a flu escaping, you know, it's that concern is out there, but I think that you have more chance right now of having something else, you know, being struck by lightning than having that flu from that laboratory getting you. So let's just keep an eye on this. Let's not overreact. And, you know, sometimes don't worry about things before there's really an issue. You have other things to be concerned about.
What? You think the news media overreacts? My heavens,
Ken. Oh, my gosh. How can we say that?
How could you say that? The news media reports on something that may not be true or...
I don't want to hype that yet.
No, okay. But hyping the news media being screwy.
That we can hype.
You can hype that. Also, hype Dr. Ken's number, 888-553-7536. Your call up next here.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little respect. Don't take it away.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
How's your heart? How's your health? How do you feel? 888-553-7536. We have questions of you. If you have questions about yourself and your own well-being, I have a plan for a holiday giving that involves health that I'll lay on you in a little bit. We'll get to getting some more email, some of the Good Day health concerns. If you sign up for the healthy newsletter, it's a healthy newsletter. It is. It's big, and it's all about health. You'll learn about Dr. Ken. You'll also learn a lot about the program that we do every week. You have the ability to get the archives of Dr. Ken's Daily Dose that he produces for us every day, weekday on the Good Day program. Plus, these weekend hours, go to the listen box at DougStephan.com, or you can find it at DrKenShow.com as well. This week's newsletter again, Ken.
Latest information about breast cancer.
Yep, it's right there. Help yourself. Get the info in your inbox. Click on Dr. Ken's picture. It'll ask you, do you want to sign up for the newsletter? Put in your email address. That's all you have to do. Free info. We're not trying to sell you anything. Help yourself. It's public service of this program, as are the calls from callers like Ralph in Macon, Georgia. Ralph, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Well, good morning. I have a question about vitamin supplement, vitamin E. Just read in Nursing 2011 an article concerning a blind study that was done with over 34,000 men, healthy men, and the rate of prostate cancer increased 17% for those that took vitamin E. And I'm wondering if Dr. Ken is recommending that men no longer take vitamin E.
Good job, Ralph. I'm going to make you
as a researcher.
I'm going to sign you up as my assistant here. Ralph, this is a very important study. In 2008, there was an article published in the Journal of the American Medical Association looking at prostate cancer and hoping that antioxidant supplements might actually help lower the risk. It's amazing. What percent of guys do you think ultimately will be diagnosed with prostate cancer? Take a guess, Ralph. Give me a number.
I would say it'd be somewhere around 70 to 80.
Well, that's good thing it's not that high, but it's estimated.
If you're old, if you're in your 90s, probably the right number.
Yeah, overall 16%, and that's still an amazing number of people who will end up getting prostate cancer. If you do the math, it's an enormous number of cases. So the hope was you give selenium or vitamin E, maybe one of the antioxidants may have an effect with a simple supplement. Well, in 2008, the study was reported, and initially it looked like it was a neutral effect. It didn't help.
and it didn't harm, but a very clever scientist looked very carefully at this data, and there was a suggestion that the vitamin E may actually make it worse. So a study, a big study, was suggested, let's focus on this and see if, in fact, that's true. And this past fall, around October, again in the Journal of the American Medical Association, was this report that you're talking about where they did a double-blinded study. They gave them two pills. Either they got two placebos or they got one selenium pill, 200 mics, or and a placebo, or they got vitamin E, 400 international units, and the other one was a placebo. And lo and behold, the vitamin E had a significant increase on developing prostate cancer. And I have been a big advocate of not exceeding more than 200 international units a day through supplements of vitamin E, but even a bigger advocate of taking a multivitamin, which has a little bit of vitamin E in it, and getting your vitamin E from foods, especially wheat germ is an excellent source of vitamin E, and I think that's where you should be focusing on the vitamin E. The vitamin E also, we used to think it might help the heart in doses more than 200 units. It can promote plaquing in the heart. So vitamin E is a tricky vitamin. My favorite way of getting it is in a multivitamin, also in foods.
There's the answer.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for the call. That was a good question about something a lot of people are wondering about. No question about it. I have a very interesting question here, prompted by a woman who says she watched a television program, one of these medical shows, Grey's Anatomy, and the information she got from it helped save one of her family members' lives. And so I guess I'm wondering, all these medical shows on television, how accurate are they? When you hear something, a storyline or whatever, have you ever wondered about there? Has there ever been a study done? There must be a half a dozen. Go back to St. Elsewhere or whatever. These shows, Dr. Ben Casey, Marcus Welby, to the present time, there's always a medical show or two on. Are they accurate, Ken? Do they do a good job in their scripts actually giving information that is helpful to people in their health?
You know, having grown up on Ben Casey, Dr. Kildare, and Marcus Welby, and I've been watching them such from a kid's point, and then St. Elsewhere. I think St. Elsewhere really turned things around and really got the accuracy, the grubbiness, the feeling of being in the emergency department, and there really was a lot of accuracy there, and they've gotten doctors participating in these shows, and some of them are enormously accurate. It's variable. Some of them are a lot of Hollywood.
Yeah. Which one do you think is best? If you picked out one of the current crop, which one would you say? I don't know how much time you have to watch TV. Probably not much. So maybe that's an unfair question.
In terms of the accuracy, which ones were you thinking of?
Well, I think of Grey's Anatomy gets a lot of term. There are a couple of new ones, actually, this year that I've sort of been in and out of.
Maybe I'll do a little study
and report back.
Yeah,
okay. That's a good question and an answer that's sort of half-baked. We'll get you the full-baked as we continue. It's half past the hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Now 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour, another half hour of Dr. Ken's time is available to you right now by dialing 888-553-7536. You will have access to this man's knowledge. His attitude is extraordinarily good, as you can tell by listening to him. It's me sometimes that wants to move the bouncing ball along. Ken had talked to you forever because he feels like you really need to have your questions answered. Not fair to everybody else, though. This is like the waiting room in the office. We got to move people along. 888-553-7536. Somebody asked me to ask you why we don't talk more about dentists or dental health, and I guess that's up to you. It's not up to us.
If you are driven.
Yeah, if you have a question about dental work or dentistry, we can certainly attack that or approach it.
And I do follow some of the medical news in dentistry. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. Jim's in Kansas City, Missouri, listening to the Good Day Weekend program. You're on now, Jim, with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Yes, Dr. Ken. I have a question about my charcoal foot.
Yeah, sure. Let me talk. May I just mention that, you know, because our call screener called you a charcoal foot, and I'm sure that most people have no idea what you're talking about. So let me just, because this is not unusual, this is called Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease, and this is an inherited abnormality of the nerves that go to your arms and legs, and it can cause deformities throughout the muscles of the body because of just it doesn't get the normal electrical impulses that it should from the brain. And a very common place that this initially develops in is in the feet and the legs. This is where the symptoms usually begin. Am I getting close, Jim?
You're right on ball.
And you get such, in the feet, you usually get, what I've seen with this, hammer toes and high arches, most common in Charcot-Marie tooth disease. Are we getting closer?
Well, no, it's just swelled.
You're getting swelling?
Yes.
Okay. What about pain? Pain is usually the most common symptom.
Yes, there's a lot of that.
Okay. And what have you done so far about this?
I've had all kinds of tests taken. CAT scans, MRIs, needles poked in the leg, checking the electrical impulses or whatever it was
so
checking.
So you've had nerve
I do is take pain pills.
You've had nerve conduction studies done, maybe an electromyogram. Have you had a nerve biopsy done?
No.
So how sure are we that you have the right diagnosis?
Well, I just went to a foot specialist, to a regular doctor, and then he referred me to this specialist, and that's what they came up with.
And why do they think you're having the swell? Usually what you get is you get weakness in the legs, you get some loss of muscle
I have
bulk.
I have weakness in the right leg.
Do you have curled toes and high foot arches?
No.
What about your walking? Do you walk a little awkwardly, higher than the normal step?
Yes.
And do you trip or fall?
Sometimes.
Decreased sensation in the legs and feet?
Not really.
Numbness in the legs and feet?
No, just pain.
Okay. Well, I hope they have the right diagnosis. The swelling is not, you know, anything's possible in medicine, but that's usually not a sign or symptom of Charcot-Marie-Tooth. It's not the most common. You may want to get a second opinion to make sure you have the right diagnosis, because this can also often masquerade with other nerve problems, and that's why often to distinguish a biopsy is indicated. But certainly, how do we treat this? Usually we treat it with pain medicines if pain is a big problem, but physical and occupational therapy is especially helpful here. We only do surgery if the foot deformities are severe and that the corrective foot surgery will help alleviate pain and improve your ability to walk, Jim. But my biggest concern here is that you don't have all of the classic signs and symptoms, but you do have some that don't usually fit here. I'm a little concerned about the right diagnosis, that you may have something else, and that's why I would go to another doctor and confirm the diagnosis and maybe even ask for a biopsy. Ask them, you know, don't say Dr. Ken said I must have a biopsy. Ask them if they think that would help to distinguish between some other possible causes of this, because you can't get the right treatment until you have the right diagnosis.
Okay, now I have had 3 back surgeries over the years.
Okay, and I'm not sure I know how that relates to what we're talking about.
Well, one doctor said that the scar tissues and the adhesions was pinching nerves.
Well, what I want to make sure, though, is that there are other causes for why the nerves of the body may not be functioning properly, and that added bit of information just makes me more want to confirm the diagnosis. It just goes along with everything I'm telling you.
Thank you for the call, Jim. 888-553-7536. Donna's in Birmingham, Alabama. You're on now, Donna, with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Yes, hi. Thank you.
Sure.
My sister has just been diagnosed, and I just found out last night, with white matter. She's been falling a lot, and they did an MRI.
What is it called again? What is it?
White matter in her brain.
What is that, Ken?
So they told her that she has white matter disease.
White matter disease, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Usually that refers to some sort of demyelinating. You know, that's a big word for the cells in the brain. They're called neurons, and they have a nucleus, the center part, but then they have a long tail, each cell, the wiring part of the brain that connects these things and interlocks the cells of the brain into a big web of spaghetti. And these long tails are covered with insulation, myelin. And when this myelin wears away, the insulation of the brain cells wears away, we call this demyelinating disease or white matter disease. This is a long list of issues. This is similar to what can happen in multiple sclerosis. Were they looking at multiple sclerosis?
Not that I know of. She just told me last night, so I haven't had a chance to really And she's very upset, so I didn't get to ask her.
All right, so you need some more information.
A lot of questions, so.
Yeah. You're premature with your question. You need to know more because all this would be just speculation at this point. What's good about you, Donna, is you're a good sister and you want to know because you care about your sister. But I think Ken would agree. It doesn't sound like you have enough information. Maybe she should call us next week.
And let her get over the shock of learning about this. And then she needs to approach this a little objectively. And hopefully she's working with a neurologist, and maybe you want to go with her to the appointment and ask the neurologist to be a little more specific about exactly what it is that they think is going on and what's the next step. That's what I would do. Okay. That's the best way to approach this.
That's the way to do it, Donna. Take good care. 888-553-7536. Richard is in West Bridgewater, Massachusetts. And now you're the star with Dr. Ken, who's also the star. Richard, go ahead.
That's a good lead. I like that.
You like that? Okay, good.
How are you?
We're all right. What do you need?
Good. Well, I'll tell you. I've diagnosed with a bulging disc and spinal stenosis.
Let's stop right there. Ken, what is spinal stenosis?
Well, there's a canal, an opening in the spinal cord. You've got backbones from neck down to the groin, and that can sometimes get blocked, and there's a lot of fluids that are supposed to be flowing at all times, and that can be a very concerning thing. You can get paralysis in one of the legs. You can have a lot of difficulty with pain, and these discs, they cushion between the backbones. And they're composed of cartilage, which is supposed to be the supporting area. With time, wear and tear, the cartilage breaks down. You get a bulging disc. These discs go out of the spaces that they're supposed to be in. They then push against nerves. They can actually herniate and break through. And this becomes a very painful issue.
Sounds familiar.
All right, so what's your question?
Well, I've had some physical therapy and a couple of epidurals, and I'm questioning surgery, but I just noticed in the paper this week one of the local chiropractors is offering a process called spinal decompression.
There's music to everybody's ears. Ken, chiropractic, you love that for this sort of thing.
Spinal decompression is worth a try if it's not an emergency to act. I have seen some good results with spinal decompression. I've seen some people who did not have any benefit. Does your orthopedic doctor say that there's any urgency to usually back surgery? It's not an emergency. There are some special situations where it is. I would ask your orthopedic doctor, Doc, is this urgent? Do I have, usually it takes a couple of months to do the spinal decompression. And I would ask your orthopedic doctor, is it urgent that I have surgery? Usually it's not. If the doctor says it is, I would ask why. And if it is, I would either get a quick second opinion or just, which probably wouldn't be a bad idea, but don't delay it. And go and do it if another orthopedic surgeon says that this can't wait. But if the doctor says, we can continue to wait, see how you're doing, and is willing to put it off for a while, there's no reason why you can't go ahead. You may even want to ask the orthopedic doctor about it, unless he screams and says, no, this will damage you.
Well, the orthopods are pretty conventional. I'll give you my experience, Richard, because I've had the same sort of problem, and it started when I was 18. Growing up on the farm, I was always the strongest kid because I was lifting jugs of milk and bales of hay and bags of grain, but unfortunately nobody told me how to lift. So by the time I was 18, I had ruined the L5. The disc bulged and broke, went away. It bothered things in my neck, and because I was lifting with my back and not with my legs. So over the years, I've had excruciating times when I was immobile. I had to be hospitalized, all kinds of things. And what I found best for me, and it may not be best for you, but this is sort of from the option department. Ken says, like the Chinese menu, one from column A and one from column B. It may not always be advisable, but I'd see an acupuncturist. as well. Some of the acupuncture that I've had done, I had a torn rotator cuff. It fixed that. I had it in my back, and it has it basically relieves the muscle tension, which chiropractic can do to a certain extent. And that's really, when you don't have any disc left anymore, the muscles are kind of are trying to make up for it, if you will, to protect you, and the stress and the tension on them sometimes creates a situation where you need a muscle relaxant.
Richard, are you having progressive weakness?
Mostly pain, the lower back and my legs, and it has been getting worse, yes.
But what about weakness in the legs?
Not really, no.
Okay. It sounds to me, although I would confirm this with the orthopedic doctor, as though you still have some time. It's, you know, it's not urgent, and you can wait a little while. Is that the impression that you're getting from the surgeon?
I haven't talked with the surgeon for a while. As a matter of fact, I have an appointment in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I thought I'd ask before I went.
Well, I think it's, unless it's urgent, and it doesn't sound like it is, to have surgery, because we rarely go to surgery first unless there's some medical emergency. You know, you have an
unless the doctor needs money.
Well,
I'm not kidding. There are so many back surgeries are like heart bypass stuff. There are way too many surgeries that could be eliminated. The need could be eliminated by having other treatment, less
the
invasive.
The indications for surgery are, and everyone should know this, is, you know, if conservative treatment fails to improve your symptoms after 6 weeks, if you have a disc fragment that lodges in your spinal canal and it presses on a nerve and it results in progressive weakness, that's what I was concerned here with you. Mm. Or you're having significant trouble performing basic activities such as standing or walking. Those are the only indications, really, for getting surgery. And it only, fortunately, is a very small number of people with herniated discs that eventually need surgery.
Right. All right, Richard, take that advice and see where you go with it. If you got 2 weeks, I'd go shop around, find a good acupuncturist. There have to be a bunch of them down there. I know there are some closer to Boston, but good acupuncturists you can find. If you find, honestly, and I don't mean this to sound like a wise guy, find a Chinese person who, if you can find in your area, somebody from China who, I had this little old guy, Ken. Have I ever told you that story?
No.
The fellow who did all the work on me could just, he needed his wife to translate. He was about 70-something years old, and he did a marvelous job. I credit him. I don't know what's happened to him. He's in Brookline, Massachusetts. I went to him in the 80s, and he was, it was unbelievable. And it was $40 a session. And you go in for like 45 minutes, and it costs $40. And they were happy to take cash, too. They kind of, the wife knew enough English to be able to translate it, and they got to, I mean, it's almost like they didn't need to. They felt your body, and I think there's a lot to be said if you can find a practitioner like that.
I have to be frank, with spinal decompression, I've seen some very good results.
Yeah, right. Well, why wouldn't you be frank? All right, you can be Ken. It's 11 before the hour. Good day, weekend.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Ooh. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups. Oscar winner George Kennedy has just finished his autobiography, called Trust Me. And from his home in Idaho, George told me he can't believe how quickly time has flown.
It is not just having aches and pains. It is the sneakiness of the way it all got there.
While filming Earthquake, George confesses, it took him several takes to reach under Victoria Principal's clothing to find a puppy.
Well, I had to reach a new shirt. I really didn't look very hard for the dog.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Johnny Depp sails again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate things in Friends with Benefits. And Danny McBride forces Jesse Eisenberg to rob a bank in 30 minutes or less. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oh, 53 past the hour now, 7 before the new hour, 888-553-7536. A quick note, suggestions, if you will, as the holidays approach. You know the story, the giant Asian factories kicking into high gear, Ken, providing Americans with a monstrous pile of cheap goods. How about you give a gift of genuine concern for the person who is your recipient? American ideas, thinking outside the box, gym memberships, appropriate for all ages, who are thinking about health improvement. Very good idea. Give the gift of health. Perhaps you might pay for a health checkup for somebody who doesn't have insurance. What about that as a gift? Does that make good sense, Ken?
That's a wonderful gift.
Yeah, think about that. Plunking down your money for Chinese-made flat screens maybe would not be as helpful to the person who's the recipient, and you're all interested in...
Unless you attach a Wii to it and work out.
Yeah, Wii is good for that department.
But your idea is an excellent one.
Yeah, thank you.
If I can just comment,
yes,
we
please.
Were talking about white matter before.
Yes, yep.
And the clock was getting down my throat. White matter disease is usually picked up on a CT scan or an MRI, and I was talking all about the anatomy of the brain. It's the coding where all the wiring of the nerve cells, the axons, come together. And this can also be very common where there's some mild destruction of the insulation of the nerves in problems like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or high blood sugar, diabetes. But where there's severe damage to the insulation of the nerve cells, this is where what I was asking about is the multiple sclerosis or even Alzheimer's disease can present like this. And then there's
really?
A rare problem with the liver called Wilson's disease. And I didn't want to scare anybody because these findings are so common, and usually it's not these more severe issues.
All right, so there's some more help for the person to call. That's liable to have helped a lot of people, especially if you find yourself losing your balance a lot. Is that an indicator? Is that sounding like that?
Absolutely, or just start having double vision. Interestingly, or start having problems with memory or thinking.
Yeah. Okay. 888-553-7536. Sandy is in Rapid City, South Dakota. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
What's up with you?
I want to, Meniere's.
Ear problems.
Meniere's.
Yes.
Well, it's an ear.
Yes. It's a disorder of the inner ear, and it can cause vertigo. Vertigo is where the room actually spins around. The walls spin around you.
Yep, I get that. And
ringing.
Yeah,
you can have some ringing in the ears, hearing loss, and also sometimes you have this fullness pressure. Do we know what's causing this? There are a lot of different reasons, Sandy.
I don't know. I just got diagnosed with it.
What were the symptoms? What did you go to the doctor for?
For the really fast spinning. And to where I couldn't even open my eyes.
Wow.
And the episodes last for at least a couple hours. I get sick to my stomach and everything when I get them. And I notice I'm getting them more now that winter is setting in. Does that have anything to do with it?
Well, there are a lot of reasons why the fluid in the inner ear doesn't drain properly. You can have an anatomic blockage, and I don't want to scare you. You can have a tumor getting in the way, just pressing up against it so that the fluid can't drain properly, an abnormal immune response, even allergies. That may be part of it, why it's seasonal, or a viral infection. This time of year, they're very common, and these viral infections will cause this issue. There are genetic predispositions, and Doug's platform, Head Trauma, can do this. What I would do is I would go to your local friendly ear, nose, and throat doctor. If you don't know a good one, ask your primary care provider for a good referral, and they will examine you. They'll hopefully look in the ear. They will do some tests. They may do some imaging, an MRI or a CAT scan, some hearing assessment, balance assessment, some nerve conduction studies. And the ENT doctors have all these various maneuvers which they love to do. But don't be surprised if you don't end up with a CT scan or an MRI of this area.
Check it out, Sandy. Thank you all for your participation. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com. Dr. Ken back again next week, same time as they say, same station, with more helpful medical advice and information. The big news of the week, it's all right here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health with Ken Kronhaus.